This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who wants to put everyone back in the fold.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone.
Johnny Nash.
An old name from my disc jockey days, and I can see clearly now. Yeah, hopefully the skies are clear where you are and you have a beautiful day in front of you. This is a Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, here with Jay Kirshner to try to see his... I'm looking out of the window. Well, it's dark where I am at the moment. And in the Hawaiian Islands, it's, what is it, like 1 o'clock in the morning here. The limitations... This is a good way to experience this sort of thing. Limitations or lack thereof, you know, when you think about how sometimes... I can't see. That's a limitation. Only, though... If you let it be a limitation, right? Think of all the things you say, oh, I can't do that because I'm too old, I'm too heavy, I'm whatever.
Oh, the yeah buts.
I'm not, but I'm not rich enough to do that, or I can't afford, you know, that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
So my charge to you today is to think outside the box, but inside of you as well. You know, the idea is, that you have that are limiting are yours to throw out, get rid of them, so you can do what you want to do, go where you want to go, right? It's easy for you to do because you got blah, blah, blah. I can squeeze more stuff out of a little bit than a lot of people can, and that's because, you know, I kind of practice it. I don't want to run into difficulties. We always do. All of us run into difficulties here and there, but... This is the day for you to get a grip on things, get a grip on your life, get a grip on your ideas, because a lot of times ideas drift in and out. It's kind of like what limits you. The ideas that come into your mind, oh, I can't do that. Yeah, try thinking that you can. All right? Like the people who built the PhotoStick Omni. I'm looking at a list of devices that are available for the first time this year. It's almost, it reminds me of Christmas time, but I thought, that if I'm going to put my, you know, mouth where my thoughts are, or put words back up my thoughts with words, I'll give you ideas that people came up with that are successful. This is kind of like Shark Tank. You want to know why that show is so popular? Not only because the chemistry of the people who are on at work, like Mark Cuban and Mr. Wonderful, Kevin O'Neill, Kevin O'Reilly, Kevin, what's Kevin's last name? I don't even remember. They are in every episode because they're the most popular guys. So they make sure they're in every episode. And they, the other three seats, they sort of change around. But the impact of that show on creativity and people's ideas has been amazing. You'd think that sooner or later they'd run out of people with new ideas. But instead, they are pounded. The producer, Mark Burnett, pounded every week with people that have more ideas, better ideas. And that's why the show is as successful, and more people watch it now than ever before, because they have all of these things that you think, well, they'll run out of ideas. Well, people don't run out of ideas. And this PhotoStick Omni is a perfect example. It's a backup, protects your photos and videos on every single device that you have. And this is something, you know, phones, tablets,
that's
computers,
great.
Excuse me, whatever it is. There's another new one. These, by the way, have not been on Shark Tank. There's a wireless charging hearing aid. This is the wireless charger for hearing aids. A lot of the hearing aids that are around now are expensive. This is a little thing. I have somebody that works for me on the farm that really needs a hearing aid, and we're trying to find something that he won't lose. But you look at the average cost of a pair of hearing aids. The good ones are $3,000, $4,000, $5,000
mm-hmm.
bucks. But they only cost $100 to make. So what does that tell you, other than highway robbery, right? So if you get these wireless hearing aids, while they charge up and you can use them, they are there's no batteries in them. A lot of them have the hearing aids have batteries to install, that kind of stuff. But I thought that was kind of an interesting new. It's not a gimmicky thing at all. Let's see. There's a new device that's based. There's always something new in this department. This thing is called the Bondic, B-O-N-D-I-C. It repairs just about anything and everything in just a few seconds. It's not really a glue. It's not an adhesive. It is something that has been created by a dentist.
Oh, so that's
this,
cool.
You know how when you get a, if you've had a cavity and they drill it out and then they put that new white plastic stuff in there,
mm-hmm.
and then they come at you with a laser, like an ultraviolet thing that cooks and secures it in there, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this particular tool.
Unfortunately, yes, I do know what you mean.
Yeah, exactly. This is 50 times stronger than glue. That's why they use it on your teeth. And so this guy, this dentist teamed up with a chemical engineer, and they've developed this liquid formula that is activated by UV light. So you can use it to fix just about anything. I thought that was kind of very.
It is. I always like those kind of things cool. Where with the infomercials and
yeah,
there's
yeah,
a hole in a boat and then they use the product on the boat right, and then they yeah, go the sailing boat. Through.
Right. What is that stuff? Super. It's not. I have used it. It's a tape kind of a thing, isn't it? I've used it on the farm to fix stuff. No, it's a liquid. But I know what we used it for, to fix leaks on the roof. That's what we used it for.
Was it Flex Seal?
Flex Seal. Yeah,
Flex Seal. That's
yeah.
it.
Yep.
That's it. That's there for James. All right, one more of these, just from the idea department. This is an eyewear cleaner. I hope they developed this for car windshields as well. It's smear-free. It's called Carbon Nanotech Eyewear Cleaner. And, you know, you have when you buy a pair of gloves, you get them from an optometrist or an ophthalmologist, you get the little cloth, you know, that isn't like anything else they use to clean your glasses off. It's much better than using, for example, some people just take some of the toilet paper or something like that, the stuff. That
their absorbed. Breath and then the bottom of their shirt.
Yeah, that's.
Where you're like, and then, yep, and then you wipe it on your shirt.
But that stuff will scratch the lenses if they're really good lenses, right? So this stuff is something that you can use that cleans and wipes and does it. It's called Carbon Nanotech Eyewear. All right, enough of that. This is like, I feel like Johnny Carson on the old Tonight Show. They used to, he and Ed would stand behind a table and they'd have all these new gadgets that they'd put on every couple of months and display them and show people how they work. And they're usually kind of silly. Those things are really pretty silly. Here's the story of a recent college graduate who had been missing in the Houston area for 2 weeks. Thankfully, this person's been found safe. Christina Johnson is her name. Disappeared from her home while walking her dog back on March 6th. She was found last week near the University of Houston. But I don't get what happened to her. She was wandering around.
Well, it
her
hasn't really
said.
Been released, but her
no,
dad
right,
had
exactly.
made a comment of that he thought she was maybe having like a, there was a mental episode, I think is how he referred to it.
Yeah.
But they don't exactly know what happened, all of her whereabouts during that time when she was missing. She was with her dog. At one point, they thought they found the dog. It yeah. ended up just kind of being a lookalike. It wasn't the same dog. But they did eventually find her and the dog. But the dog that they originally found that they mistook for her dog, whose name is Max, her parents ended up adopting that dog.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
That, yeah. That's very sweet. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Good. That's great. Yeah. Well, that's so good. I know a lady in Framingham, Christina Johnson is her name. She's the chairman of the planning board. I should probably bring this and give it to her. You know, that's another thing. We think about our uniqueness. You know, our fingerprints are not the same. They're the most unique part of us in many respects. The fingerprints are not like anybody else's. But our names, you can look up. I've done this once in a while. I've done my children. I wanted because we wanted to name them, you know, some unique name that wouldn't be like anybody else's. And then when I looked up my own name, I found another Doug Steffen, who's a professor at Winnipeg College Toronto, one of the Canadian colleges, anyway. And I wonder if you, Jay, have you ever looked up your name to see if somebody else is named Jay Kirshner or Jessica Kirshner or...
I did with my maiden name, and an inmate came up.
An inmate?
An inmate came up, yep.
Okay, well, listen. Nothing wrong with that.
She had quite a life. It was quite a record.
Right. Exactly. All right, another name in the news is Lauren Russo, Londonderry, New Hampshire lady, a college student, hospitalized after she was seriously injured in a biking accident. She goes to Stonehill College but was on leave a junior year abroad. She's being treated at a hospital in Spain. Serious injuries in the crash that took place a couple of days ago, I guess. She's had traumatic brain injury. You know, if you get run into, I go back to Treat Williams and what happened to him up in Vermont. The actor Treat Williams got run into by somebody who wasn't paying attention.
Oh, on his motorcycle, yeah.
Yeah. And this happens as well when, you know, you are out and about. It doesn't just be in America, but over there. If you have ever ridden or driven a car in any of the European countries that are considered Western, like France, and Italy, Italy and Spain are the worst. The drivers are nuts, and they are not. They're so emotional, they don't pay attention. It's also bad to drive in Israel and places like that in the Middle East. But man, you take your life in your hands if you're out driving a little motor scooter. So this young lady didn't have any money, so somebody set up a GoFundMe campaign to help her, so she could get treated and get back home. $178,000 they have collected so far. But it's all unnecessary. She received a grant to go study in the scholarship program overseas. Mm-hmm. So she was in Paris this spring. God bless her. Hopefully she'll be A-OK. 18 after the hour on the A-OK Good Day program.
A toast to our new college grad who fills us with so much joy, almost as much as when we're in our RV. Oh, the world is your oyster, kiddo, and ours too. Now that we're covered with Progressive, Dad and I can hop in our RV anytime we want. Might even splurge on a retractable awning. Ooh, look out! Sorry, what was I talking about?
Protect your loved one with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to OmahaSteaks.com. OmahaSteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DOUG. And get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages. Bacon-wrapped filet mignon. Gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts. Hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit OmahaSteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DUG. When you place your order today, get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
In attendance, Jay and Doug on the Good Day for Otherwise. I wanted you to know that we were here. When the teacher says, is Jay Kirshner here? Hi, here
present.
I am. Yep. And the Dugger is here as well. Okay. Social media time, 23 after the hour on the Good Day program. What I got a large charge out of yesterday was seeing that Joe Biden and his campaign, remember, these are the people that are trying to eliminate TikTok. Although there's more a legislative process involved before it gets to Joe Biden. But I think if it wasn't him, many of the people around him have said TikTok needs to be curbed. But yet yesterday, the campaign joined a TikTok to try to reach younger voters. And they certainly need to because they are basically vacant when it comes to voters under 35. They're all looking for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. They're not looking at Joe Biden by any stretch of the imagination. And so what they did, though, was open themselves up to a lot of jokes and criticism because of the stance that the Democrats in general have toward TikTok. So anyway, it's silliness. All right, here's another one.
It really is.
Yeah, it is. It's just silly. All right, here's Governor DeSantis signing a bill that bans children under 14. We've been talking about this for a number of weeks now. So if you're 14, you don't have social media accounts. Period. End of story if you live in Florida. So how do they manage this? How do you know?
That's a good question. Yeah. You know that somebody's not lying about their age? Are they going to require that they put in like a state ID or a driver's license and proof like that? And then a lot of adults who are able to use social media might not, just because they don't want to give that information.
Right.
And as far as like our country goes, how do you dictate something like this in one state but not others? How can you control that?
It seems like craziness. Anyway, all the social media companies, according to the bill, have to delete the existing accounts of those who are under 14. How do they know if they're under 14? I don't remember ever putting my age in when I signed up for any kind of account. So this seems to be...
Yeah, you did. But again, underage people could still lie about their birth year.
Yeah. How are you going to prove that?
Uh-huh.
So if you're caught violating this bill, this law, you could have to pay a $10,000 fine. But that's the individual. The companies If they allow this to happen, could be liable for a $50,000 fine. So what are they trying to do? I get what they're trying to do, trying to help parents navigate this difficult terrain. Makes sense.
But leave it up to the parents, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm all for having, you know, I'm all for focus on social media and how it affects the human mind in general, regardless of age, but especially the younger age. I don't like that the government is getting involved in trying to control it, though. Don't control other people's parenting.
So this is a small part of what the feds are trying to do. Remember the Kids Online Safety Act, COSA it's called, trying to keep minors away from it because it negatively affects their mental health, keep them away from apps and online platforms and that sort of thing. But once again, how are you going to measure this? You know, the TikTok thing needs to go for any number of reasons. But, you know, you also have X and you have all of the stuff from Facebook.
Meta, they all use the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, they all use the same data grabbing algorithms and, yeah, and all of that. But it's one of those things, too, that when you look at how social media affects everybody, how it affects other people, there is a difference in the younger generation with Gen Alpha right now, where I believe one of their nicknames is the new old or the old new or something like that, where Gen Alpha is happy taking digital detoxes. They don't feel as obsessed with their phones as the generations above them do, and yep, they're more willing. They want to go outside and play again.
28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Is it cheaper on eBay? You can find out in a flash. Literally, I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Before you pay retail for new, eBay has a quick way to save big on new to you for the same item or something similar. Try this. This is very cool. As you shop, open the free eBay app on your smartphone, then tap the search bar. Look for the camera icon and point your phone at the item you're interested in and snap a photo. The app will search eBay and list lookalike items for sale. Now bear in mind, artificial intelligence is matching pictures, not exact items. So you'll want to read the specs and note the condition of the item, etc. But if you're looking for a book or DVD, you're better off searching the usual way by title. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks on the blog at andyoucanquoteme.com.
There's always something so special about getting the gift of Omaha Steaks. I know that is one of my favorite gifts to give. It's one of my favorite gifts to receive, and especially around holiday times when we know we are going to be loaded up and we start planning our menus around it. But also, regardless of gifts, it's so great to just buy yourself, treat yourself. And guess what? Right now, the Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. You can get 50% off site-wide and save on mouth-watering favorites today. Simply go to omahasteaks.com/Doug and shop the semi-annual sale where you can load up on all of the delicious flavors you crave at half the price. From their tender, juicy butcher's cut filet mignons, my mouth is already watering, their pure ground burgers, comfort classics, and easy-to-prepare meals that are perfect for those busy weekday nights. Plus, as an added bonus, you'll get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg told reporters at the White House Wednesday the death toll from the collapse of Baltimore's Key Bridge could have been much higher if not for the swift response of emergency workers.
By the time most Americans saw those images, first responders and rescuers had already been at work for hours to save lives. That quick work unquestionably made an enormous difference.
An investigation into the crash could last 2 years. Customers might soon dub Dollar Tree as a few dollars more tree. The bargain store revealed in an earnings call that its price points will now start at $1.50, with select items reaching up to $7. King Charles III is set to make his first public appearance since his cancer diagnosis this weekend. Buckingham Palace has announced that the monarch will attend Easter Sunday services at Windsor Castle. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Hello, my name is Jan Stephen Fisher. I'm happy to be on the Good Day program with Gramps.
James, can you get a little more volume out of this?
I wrote you every day for a year.
I'd be here.
Yes.
All right. So this is from the notebook. Maybe you can explain, because it was hard to hear all of that. I know that it's an important thing for, let's say, your generation. If I'm gathering that that's what this is about, Jay, the notebook.
The notebook was a great movie. It's based on a Nicholas Sparks book. Ryan Gosling was the young Noah Calhoun. James Garner was the older Noah Calhoun. Spoiler alert if you've never seen the movie. Rachel McAdams and Gina Rowlands, James Marsden, Joan Allen. Yeah. It was a really sweet movie. And that's a really popular love scene where they really come back together for the first time. It's like the beginning of the rest of their lives.
Oh, cool. Not like what happened in Castaway, when Tom Hanks' character lost his love interest because he was gone for so long. And that brings me around to, I have never been a fan, really, Shonda Rhimes, the old medical show that she did with
Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, Grey's Anatomy, right? Exactly.
You watch your mouth, sir.
Well, but now because I've been spending so much time, I don't watch much TV. I have my favorites that I try to catch every week, but I don't always have good luck doing that. But they're on the plane. I can catch episodes of old shows. So I used to hear so much about Grey's Anatomy. I found a whole 10 episodes of it, so I'm watching it. It was from earlier on, and then there was some that is more recent. And so my question is, did Ellen Pompeo ever marry Dr. McDreamy? Wasn't that part
yes.
of where they... Did they marry?
Yes, and they have amazing, beautiful children together. And
really?
Then, spoiler alert, he dies.
No. No.
Yeah. Why, a traumatic brain injury. And the real, the irony is that the only surgeon that could have saved him was him himself.
No.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, 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 dun.
I love Grey's Anatomy. I watched the first season. Yeah. I really liked it, but I didn't like it enough to keep watching it. And then I didn't come back to it again until the penultimate episode and the season finale in season 6 because Mandy Moore was on it.
Yeah.
And I have a major girl crush on Mandy Moore. Love her. Oh, really? And then I started watching the rest of the seasons until, I don't know, maybe the last 2 seasons I haven't seen.
I find myself finding some of these, I was watching on the plane over to Hawaii, a military show that I hadn't seen before that was actually pretty good. With a couple of faces I recognize. I don't remember what the actors' names are, but there's a lot of that stuff. We have so much culturally that we can see as far as television. We can read great books and great magazines with all kinds of stuff in it, all sorts of interests. It's hard to be bored, it seems to me, in this age. As a matter of fact, if anything, you get confronted by too much stuff and you don't really know, what am I missing by not seeing this show, or what am I missing by not being able to read that book, or what am I missing, by not listening to that radio, whatever it is. So we're here to stimulate you as much as we can. People say, well, you're the host of a news talk radio program. Yes, we're more of a companionship conversation program that does deal with the issues of the day and the people that are around, but also practical stuff. So I'll carve out a page from the Did You Know and Do You Care fact file, which my friend Jay seems to like.
It's my favorite.
Yeah, I know you like this. So let's go back to 1775 for this one. First shots of the Revolutionary War are being fired. The American colonies are getting, feeling their muscles, but they don't have any money. So the war goes on. The colonies don't have any money. The Second Continental Congress votes to issue bills, which they exchanged to the Spanish for what the equivalent was of their dollars. And so the first bill that was ever made, for whatever the reason, was the $2 bill. Did you know that? $2 bills
I
were actually
did not know
older
that.
Than the United States. 2 million.
Now, why? I know they're still somewhat in circulation. A lot of people collect them.
Yes.
But why was the $2 bill, why is it not as prevalent anymore?
Because it's redundant as much as anything. It's like pennies. We don't use pennies anymore very much. You need the singles, and I know in my ice cream shop on the farm, we use singles, $5 bills, $10 bills, and $20 bills, and that's it. You never see a 50. Oh, you do see a 50, but make change for it, or a $100 bill. But the supposedly, because it costs so much money to do a run on bills, they've tried to consolidate. Because every time they run, let's say, a single dollar bill or a $100 bill, whatever it is, it costs $400 million to just set it up and do it. Because they have to be sure that the bills can't be duplicated. And so, they have the plates and they have all this other stuff. But I thought it was interesting because these $2 bills, were around about a year before our Declaration of Independence. And so if you look at the $2 bill back then and you look at the $2 bill today, it looks really different. And this is very interesting. I think it is. I hope it is. Back in 1862, the current $2 bill was printed. So they haven't really changed the $2 bill that's in circulation today, even though there aren't a lot of them in $2 in circulation. But it's the same picture of Alexander Hamilton, who actually was the first treasurer of the United States.
I did know that fact.
No, you didn't know that. Okay.
Thank you, Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yes, right there. There you go. So anyway, I thought that was an interesting piece of information. All right, let's talk about, we've had a lot of input. This was sort of like a lot of the things that we post on our social media. It was sort of a whim. I saw something about electric vehicles, and then I thought to myself, well, let's ask the audience. Remember, Jay, when I said that yesterday? Let's ask the audience about their feelings, you know, whether electric vehicles should be...
Should gas-powered become obsolete?
Eliminate. Yeah, right. So there's a new startup called Lucid Motors that I found out about that has raised $1 billion, and most of it coming from Saudi Arabia, which I find very interesting. So they are starting a company. Lucid Motors is starting a company called Fisker. And I think that they're trying to come up with more. It's kind of like Rivian. You know, have you seen those vehicles around, the pickup trucks and the SUVs, the Rivian all-electric? They seem to have mastered.
I feel like we talked about Rivian recently.
Yeah,
because
right,
that name is sounding very familiar. And they almost kind of look like giant toasters. Are those the ones I'm thinking of?
Yeah, those are the ones you're thinking of. Yeah. So anyway, there's more electric vehicles. And let me get back to the question of, do you need them? And as I was saying before, somebody said, well, you know, if this is progress, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, that's swell. If you want them, go get them. I don't want the government telling me I got to have them, though. I'm happy to buy them if I think they're right for me and the way I live my life. But no. And then there's the story. There's another new EV company that is making compact cars. They're called micro EVs. This is supposed to be the future of urban mobility, these EVs that are being made. And so they're looking for people. There have been articles all over the place. I happen to see this in The Guardian, a story about this little vehicle. Looks like the smart car. Do you know what those look like? Somebody kicked them in the butt. And they're just little teeny cars. They look dangerous as hell. No, they do. They claim there's a $470 billion market for this kind of a car. They're starting to produce them now. They're being sold in Europe. And I'm be interested to see how long it takes for somebody to just run into one of them and it goes into the Seine River or into the Thames River or something like that. But they really
are. I
always
have like the, what are they, the Fiats, which I like. I think those are cute.
This is half the size of a Fiat. And you can back it into a parking space that almost, it doesn't take up much more room than a motorcycle, which I think is also.
So when you're parking next to somebody who doesn't know how to park, you still have space to park.
Right, yeah, that's true. And there's so many people today don't know how to park, they don't know how to drive. Do you realize that, this is an aside, something that I saw, this is what's, I guess, good or dangerous about, excuse me, being a conversationalist. I pick up all kinds of stuff, and Jay, you do too, about things that may or may not be important to people. So anyway, this particular car, they expect this kind of a model to be worth $500 billion in today's marketplace in the next, between now and 2050. I don't know. I don't get it, but I don't get
My brain does not compute that.
No, no. Anyway, it's called the Eli, for those of you who are trying to check it out. I don't think you can buy one yet, but they're very interesting. Again, an offshoot of the conversations that we were having yesterday. All right, a lot of people are buzzing about Sean Diddy Combs, right? Federal agents have raided his homes. The Department of Homeland Security raided his home in L.A. and in Florida. Apparently, he's been accused of sexual assault, sex trafficking, a number of civil lawsuits over the last month or so. So what's the story? Mm-hmm. If Jennifer were here, I'm going to ask you, because I know who the guy is. I mean, you hear about him. Who was he married to? He was married to somebody that was a Beyonce? Who
No, no, that's Jay-Z.
All right. So is Sean Jay-Z... Combs,
he was married to... what's her name? And I think she's one of his accusers, Cassie. Cassie Ventura, oh, really? Another singer. He had a... I think that was his second wife. He had another wife.
Yeah. So what's the story with him?
He's just been facing like all of these different varying accusations, especially that have been ramping up in the past 6 months. And there's been a lot of people in the music industry who have kind of been pointing out that normally when somebody faces these kind of accusations, a celebrity, there are other people who will kind of stand up and vouch for them of mm-hmm. like, I don't see that happening and stuff. And it's kind of been known that Diddy hasn't really had anybody stand up on his behalf to defend him. Uh-huh. Nobody's been saying otherwise, except for his accusers, but nobody's really been defending him either. Mm-hmm. So the law enforcement have completely gone in, raided the homes. It's a whole big thing.
This is, isn't he very wealthy? Isn't he worth a couple hundred million bucks or something like that? What is?
Yes, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, he's a big music mogul, rapper himself. Puff, not Daddy. Only does he have his or own Diddy. Music, but yeah. he essentially helped launch the careers of the Notorious B.I.G., Biggie Smalls, Mary J. Blige, Usher as well.
Really? Yeah. Anyway, so he's accused of all kinds of things that aren't very nice. And I'm looking at where his home is, the picture of his home in Beverly Hills, and I drive by this place about once a week. You never know. I want to sometime mm-hmm. take one of those bus trips around just for fun as a tourist to see where the homes of the stars are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be kind of fun to do just once, just for the...
Would you trust that they're real, though? And they're not just saying that this person lives there?
Yeah, that could be. 48 after here on Good Day. Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller from Calatrin, frequent visitor. She's a frequent flyer on the Good Day program because she has a flyer that's produced by the folks at Calatrin that you can read pretty much every day. There's new information at toploss.com, which is the official website for Calatrin. This time of year, a lot of things are happening. Now, what do we have in the moments remaining here as incentives?
Well, we do have a daylight savings special, our daylight savings deal that is discounts on every bottle of Calatrin. So it doesn't matter whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds, we can help you do it. It's on our website, toploss.com. And if you have questions, you can chat with us online or you can call us toll free. We're right here in America. We're in Tennessee. You can call us, talk to us. We love to answer questions. Our number is toll free, 833-TOP-LOSS.
At toploss.com and lose that weight, courtesy of the folks at Calatrin. Thanks, Elizabeth Miller.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
All right, now 53 after the hour, because it's Wednesday, it's Warren Eckstein Day here on the Good Day program. We could celebrate. You know, I was thinking you'd be a good co-host someday when Jay's not here. I should invite you to spend the whole program with me, and we could talk about dogs and cats and how to take care of your animals and other things that people don't really know, because you've, for 40-some-odd years, you've been doing the pet show, and people know that about you. But they don't know much about the rest of you, your history in the military, training. I mean, you're a very interesting guy, and yet nobody knows except me and your wife.
Maybe that's a good thing. I don't know.
Well, maybe it is, yeah. All right, so there's this video making the rounds. I saw it yesterday, and I thought, Jay, did I talk about this on the air? I can't remember half the time whether I've talked about it on the air or off the air, some of these things. But I know this thing grabbed my attention when I was half asleep, like 4 o'clock in the morning here in Hawaii, which is where I am, and that's what time it is. So this pool, this is a local news story in Hawaii. This wild boar jumps into this guy's swimming pool while he's in the pool. And he grabs the man. The guy's got more balsam than I would have had. He goes to the boar, grabs the boar, and picks it up and pushes it out of the pool. And immediately the boar turns around and you know, you've seen the teeth on a wild boar,
sure,
big, ugly.
Sure.
So this guy, the boar is baring his teeth and jumps back into the pool to go after this guy again. And so the guy picks up the boar, takes him to the edge of the pool, and puts him out. And the boar runs around and does the same thing about 4 times. And I thought to myself, either this guy's the dumbest guy in the world, or he's not worried about the
consequences.
Yeah.
The boar just wants to cool down.
I was going to say, throw the boar afloat and let him float around for a while. Make him a nice tea and let him have some fun. Yeah. Leave him
there
alone. Jeez.
Uh-huh.
That's what I would do.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
You know my story when the squirrels were eating my vegetables. Everyone told me what to do. This is how you get rid of the squirrel to stop eating your vegetables. I put out salad dressing and said, enjoy. I did. I took a photo. I put out some salad dressing and said to the squirrels, enjoy.
Uh-huh. And the scent sent them away, right? send her the salad.
No, they still ate my. I've yet to have one tomato that I've ever grown.
Oh, that's not good. All right, there is a. I don't know whether you'd call this a study, in terms of cats and dogs, and people's preferences for them. This sounds like a. Remember, I talked to you was it a week or two ago about the psychological impact of me not being around my dog and what's going on with her and how she's doing. So this is sort of a psychological, an imprint from a person. What can you tell about a person who prefers a cat over a dog or a dog over
just,
a cat?
Let me just say this right off the bat, okay? In its simplest form, cats are smart at things cats do, and dogs are smart at things dogs do. So when someone asked me that the other day, here's what I said. It's one of the brightest things I ever said, and I don't say too many bright things.
Yes, asking
whether a dog is smarter than a cat is like asking whether a hammer is a better tool than a screwdriver. It depends on what it was designed for. Cats are designed to
that's
do what cats
great,
do,
that's
and
great,
dogs are designed
great
to do
what
line,
dogs man.
Do.
That's a great line.
And it's so true, you know, because people are, wow, dogs do this, and cats don't do this, and dogs are retrieving. Yeah, but the dogs aren't going to jump on. You know, it's just what they were meant to be, and just leave them alone. Like, different tools, the different purposes. Just love what you're allowed to love. I love them all. It doesn't make any difference to me. I appreciate every animal for what they are, what they do. So when people say, well, dogs are smarter than cats because you can train them, and I just say, well, cats may be so smart that they say they can't be trained, so you get off their case a little bit. So it's a combination. But I think cats and dogs are equally smart in terms of the way they live their lives.
And your company that makes the Hugs and Kisses, by the way, if you're new to the program, I talk about this with regularity, and certainly Warren does on his program, The Pet Show, heard on most of the same stages that carry this program on the weekend. He has, over the years, perfected a formula of vitamins and minerals, and he's got a line for cats because they need stuff that's different than dogs. So you have Hugs and Kisses for dogs and Hugs and Kisses for cats. And I urge you to go to hugsandkisses.com. Although I think you can get to it if you go to thepetshow.com.
They're now available. They can go to Amazon. They can go to Walmart. We're available all over the place.
Yeah. All right. Well, you're available or the Hugs and Kisses?
Well, the
are
products of I'm available too, but the products are more available. Than
you're right. It may be a better investment if you buy Hugs and Kisses.
There you go. Absolutely.
Listen, I don't want to be the first guy to say that, but listen. Could be. Yeah, Hugs and Kisses. I give Daisy. Every day, it's her treat. When she comes in from peeing and pooping, she goes over to the jar where it is on the counter, and she sits there, and she looks at me, and then she looks at the jar. She looks at me, she looks at the jar. So I should get a picture of that and send it to you.
The guilt they can give
us.
Oh,
yeah, right. Make sure she gets a treat. All right, Warren Eckstein, thepetshow.com. Doug Steffen, thegooddayshow.com is 59 after the hour.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.